you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, okay, so we have, I mean, this is massive, massive, massive breaking news that just topped the massive, massive, massive breaking news. Okay, so I'm like trying to catch my breath because I've been calling a million people today about what we said in the show yesterday. We'll get to that. The UCLA-USC thing, which was, I mean, you know, it detonated, what was it, an hour ago? maybe an hour and a half ago that John Wilner dropped it, that USC and UCLA are in talks to join the Big Ten as soon as 2024. Wow. And I can give you a ton of insight into that one because I was involved with the SEC expansion back in the day. But before we get to any of that, Sham Sharania, and it happened, this is where Byers the best, right before Byers about to give his update, here I am getting ready. We're reading, talking to people, getting ready for the show. Kevin Durant reportedly has asked out of Brooklyn. So look, what I thought, and you have to be willing Okay, you have to be willing to say you're wrong in any business and in life. What I thought was it was a game of chicken that they held Kyrie Irving's feet to the fire and Kevin Durant laid in the cut and said, hey, let's just see how it plays out. And that's exactly what I thought. I thought, frankly, that the Nets won, right? I thought that the Nets won. I thought that the Nets had figured out if they just grind Kyrie a little bit, he will, in fact, back down. And you get him for a year, and you make him play and prove that he wants to be part of the Nets. And then this happens. This happens. Kevin Durant wants out, which means Kyrie Irving wants out, which means the Nets are going to have to... The only time I can think of a team not acquiescing to a superstar's desire to be traded was Kobe Bryant, right? And Rick Bucher obviously was very much part of that story. Kobe said he wanted out. He was supposedly going to be traded to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls would not give up Luol Deng as part of the trade. I know, as crazy as it seems now, like, you wouldn't give up Luol Deng. And he ends up remaining with the Lakers, coming back. They get Phil Jackson back. They win two titles. And now he's a Laker for life. Mamba out. And obviously, tragically, he passed away a couple years ago in that horrific helicopter accident. But the point was, like, that's the only guy. Kevin Durant just signed a new deal. He's still under contract for four more years. But part of these contracts and part of the massive amount of money that these guys made is they really don't have to play. You can't, like, you want to take all my money? Fine. I can, because traditionally, the owners could bleed the players out, right? That's the real secret to all of these collective bargaining agreement negotiations, is they can bleed the lower level rank and file players out and the mid-level players out. The guy is making $20 and $30 million. Don't get me wrong. They like making $20, $30, $40 million, but they have $200 million plus all their endorsements set aside. Kevin Durant has partnered with people and been a brilliant businessman. My guess is that he's got close to $500 million in assets sitting on the sideline. So if you don't want to play, but you don't want to play him for a year, I don't think he's Kyrie Irving crazy enough to sit, but financially it doesn't hurt him the way it used to hurt guys. But this is a wow. And I just cannot fathom, and I got to catch my breath and start to think, okay, what do you trade for at Kevin Durant? What's his value on the market? And where does he want to go? If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Jay Stu, let me just get your instant reaction. USC-UCLA obviously is closer to home for all of us, and I want to get to that. But the Kevin Durant thing, immediately, what did you think when you read that from Sham Sharania?
The Kevin Durant wanting a trade, 2 days after Kyrie Irving opts in, we just assumed that they would just kind of play it out. Shocking to me. It confirms those reports earlier that he was not talking to the team, and that the comments he made on that podcast last week were just comments to kind of placate us as he was working behind the scenes and getting the hell out of Dodge. This is yet another bombshell, and seemingly an off season of many bombshells so far. And I don't even know if free agency has officially begun, has it?
This from Adrian Wojnarowski: Phoenix and Miami are among the two teams that Kevin Durant has on his wish list, sources tell ESPN. But the Nets plan to move Durant where they can get the best possible deal. With 4 years on his contract, there's no shortage of teams willing to unload assets for Durant. Wow. Byron, what do you think when you hear it?
I in a way, like, it makes me again kind of feel how I felt when Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City. It's not the exact same scenario by any means, not even close. But, you know, he kind of went by the beat of his own drum. And this just seems like a move that we see so common in the NBA. And, You know, he chose the Nets over the Knicks, didn't go there. Granted, you know, teamed up with Kyrie, but now it's just another, going's not good, I'm getting out of here. And so, I don't know, honestly, it was a little disappointment. I was a little disappointed in hearing it.
In what?
Just of all right, it's not working out here, let me find a new team to go to. And that's when he left Oklahoma City for Golden State, he had his reasons. My biggest problem with it was I just thought it was, like many people thought, it was an easy ticket, but also it just, Oklahoma City was so close, and they were so close to beating Golden State. You joined the enemy that it had a bad taste. Well, then he left Golden State and was somewhat criticized for it, but, you know, could have gone to the Knicks and have been, you know, the apple of that, you know, city's eye. And instead, he goes to the other team in that city and is like, all right, this is where I want to be. This is where it is. And now, after the short tenure that it was, and now he's ready to bail on that one as well. So that's okay. Where I was disappointed.
Okay. Can I give you a little, just a thought that just came in my mind, and you guys allow me, and then I want you guys to hop in on it. Okay. I've told people, and we've talked about this when Kenny Atkinson was there. Okay. And this is when Durant first got there. He went there with Kyrie. Remember, Durant wasn't healthy. He wasn't playing. Brooklyn was widely considered to have the best culture in the league, or a culture that everybody wanted to be a part of. Right. Obviously, with Kenny gone and most of those players gone, and then they pick up Harden and now they get Simmons. And this is really what the Nets have talked about in the offseason, which is rebuilding their culture, right? Okay. So what do Phoenix and Miami have in common?
Well, there's heat culture. We know that for
right?
sure. Yes.
Right? And honestly, the Suns are the same. Right, the Suns are an organization that your GM's a young former player. Your coach is a youngish former player who's incredibly well respected. You know, you have a team that seems to act like grown-ups and adults and competes and plays as one. And I think part of this is a longing for the days of Golden State, where he again went to a team that had a great culture. Part of it is at some point Durant's got to be honest with himself and go like, "Hey, Golden State had a good culture before I was there, and when I was gone, Brooklyn had a good culture." You know, like maybe some of it and a good portion of it is you, not everybody else. And this is from, as you guys will give me the business, maybe the world's biggest Kevin Durant fan, right? But I think he thinks he's the solution when he may be more part of the problem than even he would like to admit. And I think that portion of it is just fascinating. Fascinating. I mean, look, if Miami gets him and they don't have to give up too many primary assets, they become the immediate favorite in the East. I think Phoenix, he's the guy that Phoenix has needed. Although we don't know what Chris Paul looks like, you know, next year and going forward, but you do again feel like they have almost all the pieces, and you can see Ayton going back in return. But I do think it's interesting that he longs for this great culture, which supposedly they had back in the day in Oklahoma City, and then it kind of became the Russ and Kevin show. They had at Golden State before he got there, and it sort of was around when he was there. And they had before he got to Brooklyn, and now they clearly don't have. What do you think, Byer? It's a lot because this is all happening like in real time. This is the fun part of this time of year because this happens in real time. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's – no. It is a lot. You know, the revenge factor of if he would go to the Phoenix would make the NBA crazy. But I think there's a lot of validity with what you said. I don't know what Jason thinks about it, but
if the money wasn't right, or the Westbrook wasn't the guy that the Nets wanted for the Kyrie trade, I'm just wondering, like, this is a different, this is a totally different animal, right? This is a totally different animal. But the Lakers, there's no way the Lakers could play into this, right? Money-wise and compensation-wise, that's not what we're looking at, right?
What are they going to give back?
I know.
Well, I mean, like, look, would it be amazing if they would trade LeBron James for him? Yeah, but they're never going to do it.
I mean, how about that?
Trade Anthony Davis for him?
How about that?
Trade Anthony Davis?
Either of those would just be, yet again, bombshell material.
I mean, I would trade Anthony Davis for him on the Lakers in a heartbeat. I just don't know if... I don't think that's somewhere he wants to go. Oh, man, this is so good. So good. And then we still have to talk about UCLA and USC.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on Fox Sports Radio with prices soaring at the pump. Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/awards. Limitations apply. John Middlecoff in a moment. We'll get his thoughts on this news. West Coast guy, Cal Poly guy. And then we got a bunch of NFL to get to, as this has become, it's like every July, right? Like, do you remember when we were kids, when July 4th was Will Smith weekend? How many years in a row was that, Jay Stu, that it was, that was a Will Smith 4th of July movie? I'm trying to think
good,
how many
good
years.
Good question.
It felt like every year.
Yeah, I remember Independence Day. but yeah, I think
like I Am Legend.
One of maybe 6 years in a row, or 6 and 10 years. Not sure. I'll verify.
Men in Black. There were several Men in Black, right? Will Smith, 4th of July, four July movies. Go for that one and see. I believe there were several. It feels. I think was Hitch then too. I feel like Hitch is an underrated movie. I do. But anyway.
Hancock was
Independence
one.
Day
I'm seeing Hancock.
Yeah. What was Hancock? Did I watch Hancock? That one I don't
was
remember.
Was that the one where he was kind of like a anti-hero or a superhero or whatever? I got my superhero movie guy in here, Ryan Smith. Is Hancock superhero?
Yeah, Ryan Smith is.
He was a drunk superhero.
A drunk superhero. That one, like, that's the pitch, right? All right, let me hit you with a Will Smith movie. Drunk superhero Will Smith. Okay. Right? Okay. I mean, I think the true anti-hero was Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds. That was a great movie. But okay. Anyway, we used to have 4th of July movie weekend. Now it's become NBA movement. Now Kevin Durant, if you're just joining us, wants out of Brooklyn. Free agency begins late tonight. Then there's this story. Okay? And this one, you want to talk about waves. Holy cow. UCLA and USC are in negotiations to leave the Pac-12 and join the Big Ten. Woo, that's insane. Now, it has not been approved by the absolute top of leadership. This is all kind of the story. So let's kind of break it down a little bit. There was supposed to be the alliance, right, between the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC. And first there was the thought they were going to guarantee to play each other. Then it's like, hey, listen, we're just going to agree to not steal your schools. Right? That's basically what it became. We'll agree to not steal your schools. And USC is the Texas of the Pac-12. What does that mean? It means that, and I'm not saying USC has been good recently. I would never argue that to you, ever. But I will tell you that their brand is far more valuable in football than anybody else's brand. And the perfect example of it is Lincoln Riley, hot young head coach, comes over from Oklahoma and immediately touches down, and the landscape of the recruiting changes. Even as dysfunctional as they have been over the last, oh God, I mean, 10 years, they have won a Rose Bowl with Sam Darnold, but even with, as dysfunctional as they've been with so many head coaches, the disaster that was not just the athletic department, but the university having to pay out for some unspeakable transgressions of a doctor at the university, like all of these things, it's still a ratings cash cow nationally and, of course, in the West Coast. So for the Big Ten, it makes sense, not for the other sports, for the ancillary sports, the Olympic sports, if you will, but for football, an absolute home run. Remember, the Big Ten is still, and it hasn't been announced yet, but in negotiations for their new TV deal. If they can bring in USC, the problem with adding schools, okay, is that every school you add doesn't necessarily bring value, which increases the overall pool of money that Fox, ESPN, CBS, NBC, Apple, whatever, would give to you. Right. You may think it does. It's like, man, Boise State's a great football program. and has been a great football program. It does nothing to move the meter in TV. It just doesn't. BYU actually does on some level because it's a national brand. It has a national following. Maybe the national following isn't as big as the big boys, but considering what was out there, it made sense to the Big 12. Right? Houston was about recruiting more than TV market. And then Central Florida is about recruiting more than TV market, but it does bring in Florida. Right? That's what made sense for the Big 12. But for the Big 10, they're in the middle of negotiations. And let's just say the number is $50 million per school. I think it's actually upwards of that. But let's just say it's $50 million per school. So if you have, 14 schools at $50 million a year, okay, that means your TV deal, overall TV deal, has to be, what's 14 times 5? Anybody want to help me out with this? 0, carry the 2, 1 times 5, 5, set, what, that's $700 million a year? $700 million a year, right? So in order to bring in two new schools, USC and UCLA, that has to increase the overall pool first by $50 million a piece. So it has to be $800 million. But the likelihood is that USC, one, in order to get them, and two, it changes the pool of money. It wouldn't surprise me if it becomes $1 billion a year. $1 billion a year. Now, the problem, here's the good thing for USC, is if they bring UCLA with them, unlike Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, I don't know how your Olympic sports compete. I don't know how you play baseball. And you could say, those aren't important. They're not important for the football TV money. And for basketball, man, those are long road trips, but you're getting on a plane for everywhere outside of playing USC and UCLA anyway. But okay. But for those other sports, it is so cost prohibitive. I don't know what you do there. And if you think it doesn't matter, it does matter to UCLA specifically. But wow, what a land shift that would be. And my guess would be all bets would be off in terms of conference realignment. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. John Middlecoff joins us, NFL analyst, host of 3 and Out podcast. What do you think of the possibility or likelihood, it seems like, of USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten?
Makes me sad, Doug. It makes me very, very sad. Born and raised in California, grew up on the Pac-10, which is obviously now the Pac-12. I don't know. I mean, you grew up obviously in Southern California. I mean, it would end the Pac-10-12. It'd be over. I mean, it'd be no mas. You know, I mean, it'd basically be the better version of the Mountain West. It'd be a major problem, but ultimately, if this happens, and let's face it, last time we heard about Texas and Oklahoma, once we heard it was over. So I understand why the Big Ten would want to add that market and those two brands for basketball and obviously for football, adding UCLA basketball and USC football. I mean, but the other thing is the Pac-12 has not been making the money these other this is Larry Scott. And I've said forever, 99% of my kid is not going to play college football or college basketball. If he's going to be an athlete, probably best opportunity to play Olympic sports. I am pro Olympic sports. I'm pro girls, obviously female sports. That none of those sports make any money. Football and basketball, men's, make it all. And I think forever Larry Scott was so big on the Olympic sports, which I'm for. I like watching those sports. But from a business of college sports, the SEC put all their chips in football. And what happened? Now they dominated everything else because the money flowed. And I think Larry Scott, over the last however long he was the commissioner, and it wasn't all his fault. You know, USC, he wasn't in charge of keeping Clay Helton employed. But, you know, or what happened with Sean Miller at Arizona for basketball. But still, the conference fell apart from a financial standpoint and from a relevance standpoint, and the money flowed. And now, when that happened, they were there to be had. And I just saw on Twitter that USC started this, and obviously they had an AD, right, that came from, was it Cincinnati?
Ohio. Yeah.
So it's he's in that country, and I he lived it. He's seen the money that flows in that area when it comes to college sports. So I think it's just simply, we've been talking a lot about golf with Liv. It's just all about the money. That's why Oklahoma and Texas went. It's all about the money. And once the money flows, everyone in the athletic department flows and benefits. And that's where the Pac-12 really screwed up.
Well, and Larry Scott was a tennis guy, right?
From Harvard. Ivy League guy. An Ivy League elitist that played tennis.
This is here's the mistake that all of these schools are making. Okay, here's the mistake that all these schools are making. Why do people care and watch college athletics?
Michigan, Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, right? Rivalries, the history.
Right, rivalries and history, but also you schools in your area, kids in your area, kids that you watch growing up, right? And I understand there's national recruiting and Oregon can't recruit kind of kids in their area, but the whole thing is kind of regionality. And in this quest for more money, I mean, like the first thing is, I think, by the way, it's the death of UCLA football. UCLA should just forget about investing in football. They have no shot. They have no shot. They have no shot. Like, if you've been to a Big Ten campus and you've been to UCLA and you're like, what's missing here? Hey, they don't have a football stadium. They didn't have a football facility, a real one, until like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, right? Wasserman threw all that money and it's beautiful. But they don't have a football stadium there. Like, do you know how hard it is to have a home field advantage when your students can't walk to the game, when they have to get on a bus and go an hour to go to the game? But regardless of all that, why do people go to games? Now, I do think, and this is, you know, I think initially, right, Michigan comes to town. You're like, I'm going, right? And Ohio State comes to town. I'm going. What about Maryland? Northwestern? What about Minnesota? Iowa, right? What about all these, like, you think the Chargers had trouble drawing people? Enjoy. Now, USC they'll draw regardless of which. But everyone just throws out tradition. They don't care. They don't care about 100 years of college athletics because we can make more money over here. And that's no different in LIV Golf. That's no different in anything. Like, that's what it is, this unhealthy need for money. And I do understand USC had some bad financial stuff at the university. Okay, and UCLA is a state institution, and that's a hard one to get money out of as well. But there does come a point where you're like, how does this make sense that we're going to play schools? What happened? How do you – I mean, even UCLA basketball, like, you're going to have to go 2,000 miles for every road trip? Have fun.
Well, let's face it. I mean, we've seen the death of a lot of programs that – you and I, you know, Colorado, right? Football, they're irrelevant. Nebraska, you know, like all this realignment and the rivalries of Texas not playing Texas A&M anymore. And what's going to happen, you know, Oklahoma State? Is that just going to end? Like, are they going to play every year once they go to the SEC, or is that over? I would imagine it's over, right?
Yes.
And that's
For Oklahoma State, if I'm Oklahoma State, I would not play Oklahoma. Like, you left us for dead. We're sister institutions, brother institutions. No thanks. You know? No thanks.
Oklahoma might say, we're in the SEC now. We don't even want to take the risk of losing that game. You're too good to put on our non-conference every year, right?
Yeah.
So it just ruins it. I mean, it sucks. I mean, but that's part of – we've been seeing it happen in basketball. It's obviously happened in some of these football realignments. I guess it's all kind of for football. But – I'm a Northern California guy, not a Southern California guy. And obviously Stanford and Cal are not as relevant anymore. But what happens to Stanford, Cal, Oregon, Washington, like Arizona? Like what happens? That to me is pretty scary if you're an alumni, you know, in that whole situation. Like that's a major they become a second-rate conference?
Yeah, I don't know.
LA is such a big recruiting area for all those schools, right?
No question.
You look at Oregon's roster. You look at Washington's roster. You know, when Cal's been good with Tedford, they had a ton of guys from Southern California. What I just don't understand now, like, does Michigan, Ohio State, because the kid who supposedly just got $11 million to go to Miami, and it turns out it's not even close to being true, the quarterback, was right down the street from me.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys are all leaving. So listen, I'm not trying to be nostalgic here, but it does suck. Like, I like the way it was.
Real quickly, NFL-wise, okay, is there a path for Baker to play for the Browns this year?
No, I don't think there is. I think once the ship sails, Myles Garrett's made some comments. I don't think you can do that. I think you almost have to somehow unload him and try to do, you know, Jacoby, you can't make him your starter, even as good as their roster is. I don't think they can make the playoffs. You got to get like Baker, you got to get Jimmy Garoppolo, who basically you just hire him for a year, assuming that Deshaun gets a year, but who even knows how that thing's going to play out. It's no way around it, Doug. It's a disastrous situation. I can't imagine back in the day, I used to go to when I just worked in the NFL front, you go to the office every day, like the vibe in that office. Obviously, they're on summer vacation now, but like being the GM, being the head coach, being a position coach, like what is – this is going to be bizarre. This is not going to be ideal. And this is not like – sometimes things are out of your control. Like, they actively chose this. Now, Baker was gone. You know, it, clearly, whether Deshaun had come or not, it felt like kind of that Stefanski, they were kind of over him. So, like – and that happens, right? You know, Goff, McVay was over him. Like, that happens. But to be in this Deshaun Watson situation, like, I would short the Browns this year, you know, unless, like, somehow they get, like, Aaron Rodgers or something, to, which is not going to happen. But you know what I mean. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to overcome the situation. It's just too much.
If Lamar says, "I want that deal plus some," the Deshaun Watson 5-year guaranteed deal, right? I've been an MVP. He has not. I've never had a lick of off the field issues. The reason I'm not negotiating with you is I want the most. I want all guaranteed. That's the way it works. What do you do if you're Baltimore?
I think all these teams are kind of hoping that Deshaun just gets suspended indefinitely and almost never plays again, and they just say that deal never even counted. Like, that was just a fake deal. I think that's – everyone's got their fingers crossed. They wouldn't do that. I think they try to get it back to the Dak Prescott's, the Josh Allen's, kind of that realm of 150, 160, 140 guaranteed area, which ultimately – you know, Lamar was not – a top five pick, so it's not like he has $30 million. He was a 32nd pick, which still, I mean, he's made some millions, but he hasn't made anywhere near what a lot of the guys that get drafted really high have made. So I do wonder if you throw $150, $160 million guaranteed in front of him. I think most teams, I haven't talked to anyone about this, but if I know if I was in the position, I would just be like, I don't even, the Deshaun Watson thing does not count until he plays it down on that contract. Like, that's a fake contract. And I would imagine everyone is trying to avoid that thing like the plague.
John Middlecoff, 3 and Out is the podcast. I'm sure he's got a ton to talk about. We appreciate you joining us. This is a wild day in sports. Thanks for joining us.
Later, bro.
Check out the latest lines in the world of sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You must be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Wait to hear what Dan Patrick said about Jalen Brunson of the Knicks. It's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. This is crazy. John Wilner, who's the one who broke this story about the USC and UCLA. He works for, he's the Pac-12 hotline syndicated with basically everybody in the West Coast, from the Tucson Star to the Seattle Times to the Spokesman Sports. That's up in Spokane. He just tweeted out, USC and UCLA could top $100 million annually in media rights in the Big Ten. Now, again, that is, that's the hope. That would be $1.4 billion per year total. Remember, because the Big Ten, it's not just the first tier rights. That's, most people believe that'll be split between Fox, CBS, maybe ESPN as well. Plus, they have the Big Ten Network, which is a cash cow. Oh, and it's partially owned by Fox as well. We got a lot to get to. Let's get to a game.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Oh, sorry. We're going to go to What Does the Fox Say? Check out the latest lines from World of Sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. Check out the latest lines from World of Sports. Okay, remember, you must be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is Dan Patrick talking about Jalen Brunson to the Knicks.
This is what I'm worried about happening. Jalen Brunson's going to get overpaid. And the Knicks fans are going to have great expectations. He's a good player. He's not a franchise player. You're not going to be able to build around him. You have to build around him, but you can't have him as your centerpiece. He's maybe your third best player. That would be what I would hope for. But I hope the Knicks fans don't turn on Jalen Brunson like they did Julius Randle. Like, Julius Randle was a great story. I think he was second team all NBA. Then all of a sudden, things start going south.
He's a bum.
Yeah, get him out of here. They didn't actually say that, but they could have. But Julius Randle, now they're probably looking to trade him. But Jalen Brunson, I like him, but I don't love him. I don't think he's a great player, franchise player, but he's a good player to have.
I don't dispute any of that with Dan, but they don't. You don't need to just keep swinging and hitting home runs. Okay, you hit a double with a guy who plays both ends, is a winner, comes to work every day, is a consistent grown-up in the locker room, and you begin the process of building culture within an organization. He's not making $40 million a year. not making $50 million a year. He is not a franchise centerpiece. What he is a building block of a new foundation. That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation for your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, we got some NBA stuff to get to. If you're just joining us, Kevin Durant has apparently asked to be traded. That first per Shams Charania, and then backed up with Adrian Wojnarowski saying that Phoenix and Miami would be his two destinations of choice, but that the team, you know, the team may want to get the most assets in return. Remember, free agency starts at 3 o'clock Pacific time, right when this show ends, 6 o'clock Eastern time. But as we've seen in the past, oftentimes deals appear to be done a little bit too close to the deadline, right? To think that they just started talking right when the free agency deadline begins. Wait to hear what happened with one free agent last night and how it'll affect him today and really for this next contract. Plus, got some baseball to talk about with the apparently the tweet heard around the world that I saw, something we said and talked about on the show here regarding Freddie Freeman. Plus, we have Gotham Chopra is going to join us next hour. He's a documentarian. And he has this new project, The Sessions with Draymond Green. I've seen it's on Netflix. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Oh, it's on Prime Video. Sorry. And Amazon Prime. So, all right, let's get to this. Coming up next, Kyrie opts in. Kevin Durant wants out. What is next in the NBA? I'll tell you in the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.